Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today focusing on some upcoming weekend events. First of all, we head to Myrtle Creek, right in the center of things in South Douglas County. Ted Romas working with the Fly-In Pig Barbecue event happening Saturday and Sunday. Ted, thanks for being on.
You're welcome. Glad to be here, Kyle.
So tell us, I know it's the third year, tell us what all is happening.
Well, yes, it is the third annual Fly-In Pig Barbecue competition at the Myrtle Creek Regional Airport, easily accessible via I-5 exit 106. Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 4. Wide range of activities there, primarily centered around barbecue competition. Last year we had about 20 plus competitors there, and this year we are at 35 plus. And that was sparked by an event that's been planned by major organizers across the country, actually, and internationally, for a World Cup barbecue competition in Las Vegas in 2027 with a $1 million purse. So the good news about this event is this is the only barbecue competition in Oregon at which a competitor can qualify for that major event in 2027. So we've got almost double the competitors we had last year, in addition to 30 plus vendors of various types: wine, beer, coffee, crafts, kid zone, cornhole tournament, chili cook-off, and the airport is starting to come together real quickly the last couple of days to take shape to make it a major event venue.
Wow. So where are some of the people that are competing in this? Where are they, some of the places they're coming from?
Well, of course, let's start with Oregon. However, the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association is headquartered in Washington State, so we have a lot of competitors coming from there, as well as Idaho, California, and British Columbia.
Wow, so a big range of things. Now, you've got a competition for all the competitors. You've got the judges, all of that going on. For the average folks who show up, talk about how things work for them.
Okay, well, so first of all, parking is free, and it's easily accessible. There will be parking control and direction provided for vehicles coming in, and then they just are directed toward the entry gate, where the admission fee is $5 per person per day. And then can produce proof of ID of 21 and purchase a wristband that will identify you as being over 21 for purchasing beer and wine and so on. And also buy, everything is pretty much by token. Tokens are $2 each, purchasable, and then in exchange for whatever people choose to purchase. The food vendors this year, however, can accept either cash or credit cards. There's several food trucks on site as well.
Wow. So you've really got a lot of different things going on. Now, this barbecue, this competitive aspect of barbecue, I find kind of fascinating. It seems like it's really a big deal.
It is quite huge. And the competitors are very passionate about their barbecue techniques, and some of them are kind of secret regarding their sauces and so on. And, so samples are available for the visitors, and then the competition gets pretty stiff. There's actually a judge's tent that's almost secured to not permit entry by any unauthorized persons when the judging takes place. And then the awards are presented on Sunday afternoon, evening. And two competitors at this event will be invited to the $1 million purse in Las Vegas in 2027.
Wow. So there's really a lot on the line for people in the competitive part. And the other aspect for you and the rest of the organizers is you've really got the potential to bring a lot of people to South County this weekend.
Well, that is exactly our goal. It is a community event. The Flying Pig organization has recently become a nonprofit. And one of their goals, as soon as expenses are paid and so on, is to provide some donations and for veterans. The Saturday is Armed Forces Day, by the way, so there's going to be national anthem, both the U.S. and Canadian national anthem, a flag ceremony presented by the U.S. Navy Sea Cadets, local chapter, and other military activities on site. But some of the other things that are taking place are chili sampling, a mechanical bull, climbing wall, kid zone, as I mentioned, live entertainment both Saturday and Sunday, pretty much throughout the whole 10 to 4 time frame. And one of the groups that's coming that's new this year, the theme is kind of bluegrass oriented. So we've got two bluegrass bands performing, and one is new, and they're called the Moon Mountain String Band. And they're several people from the University of Oregon who are professors and musicians. And they are they feature something called an instrument petting zoo, which is quite unique. After their performance, they lay out their instruments and under tables and so on, and let kids and anyone interested come around and handle them and sample, you know, use them under supervision. So that's pretty unique that we've been able to bring that forward.
Wow. So now this is not a brand new event. It's the third annual event, but the chili part of that is new, right?
This is new this year, as is the cornhole tournament.
And talk about how the whole chili competition works.
Well, samples are available, and then there's a judging for the chili contest separately from the barbecue competition. And visitors will be and guests will be informed of how they can do that, and sample the chilies, and then cast their vote. And I believe those awards are being distributed on Saturday evening after, you know, the votes are tallied.
Well, the Flying Pig Barbecue Competition Saturday and Sunday in Myrtle Creek. And back up a few years, what led to actually doing this the first time around?
Well, we have an organizer here, a U.S. Navy veteran who has lived here for many, many years. He's built spec houses. He's been involved with the Chamber of Commerce. And we found out a few years ago that his personal passion, he likes to barbecue and put pigs in the ground and that kind of thing at his ranch. And he said his big passion was to bring a flying pig competition to Myrtle Creek. He did it first year, the second year. Question about success and future was discussed by himself with himself, and he decided he was doing it again. And then up popped this tremendous opportunity for this big world barbecue competition, and that just convinced him to move forward. His name is Mark Farnworth. I want to give him a plug right now because he's got a lot of time and sweat equity into this event. It's a huge logistic challenge to put this together.
Yeah, I imagine it would be there with everything going on at the municipal airport, et cetera. So if people want to just show up again, it's what do they need to know? You said $5 admission to get in, right?
$5 entry, yeah. And then the purchase of tokens and so on is optional. $5 gets you in the gate and lets you circulate around and visit all of these various vendors, some of which are craft beer and wine, some of which are organizations. For example, the American Legion Post 123 is raffling off a barbecue as a fundraiser. A lot of community involvement here, and specifically in regards to the vendors. A lot of people from South County are participating. And of course, all of these competitors are coming, and they'll start showing up tomorrow evening. And the grounds has already turned into looking like a small city.
All right, perfect. Well, the Flying Pig Barbecue event happening on Saturday and Sunday. Ted Rummes, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.